I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Well, as I began preparing this simple message for the Christmas Eve service here, I thought I should really be going to a podiatrist. Yes, that line would get a few blank stares. I had that ridiculous thought because of tonight's Old Testament lesson that says, "How beautiful are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" So I thought I need beautiful feet. I'm here to tell you of some good news, to convince you that there is a God who reigns over everything. The heart of the Christmas gospel that I want to proclaim is, in fact, good news. The message that we have a God who reigns, and we have met this God and seen the divine personality in human flesh, in Jesus of Nazareth. This night in the church is always about the miracle and the mystery of the Creator coming to us. We have this encouragement from the God whose existence and purposes have been glimpsed and sought after and believed in by all cultures and societies, from the cave dwellers and nomads of prehistory, through the ancient historical religions and their great leaders, through to the quantum physicists of our own day. The reading from the letter that was titled "To the Hebrews" begins with this comment on this God's communication to us. "Long ago," he said, "long ago God spoke to us in many and various ways through the prophets." God has been communicating with us always. God is no impersonal energy source. There's a person who reaches out to us, who has things for us to hear and learn. The writer of that letter to the Hebrews goes on to say, "In these last days, God has spoken to us through a son." This message wasn't inscribed on clay tablets or any golden plates. It wasn't written on papyrus rolls. It hasn't come by text or Twitter. It's come in the life of a human being. God, whoever the Holy One is, whom our inadequate names and titles denote, has spoken the word in Jesus. This is what John was writing about when he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Many years ago, I listened to a wise biblical scholar, Dr. Alan Jones. At the time, he was Dean of Los Angeles Cathedral. And Dr. Jones suggested that we might try reading that gospel using a slightly different translation of logos, the Greek for word. He said, instead of reading, "In the beginning was the Word," maybe we might read, "In the beginning was the conversation. And the conversation was with God, and the conversation was God." I love that. It opens up another side of the divine. The God we believe in is not some remote source of pre-recorded messages. The God we believe in is more like person than like some hard drive operating system. Even the smartest operating system is trapped within its own code material and will never be truly personal. By contrast, our God lives, has personhood, and communicates. Our God listens. Our God enters a conversation with us. And if we listen into this divine conversation, really listen, this is what I believe we hear. "I love you no matter what. My love for you is unconditional. You don't have to earn it. You never will. I would die rather than lose you. I'll tell you what, I'll become just like you, born of a woman. I'll have an umbilical cord and a belly button and be completely dependent for food and safety and cleanliness on that young mum. I, Lord of all the universe and all time, will befriend you. I will love you all completely, whether or not you deserve it. I will die for you even if you deny me and betray me. I love you and you can't do anything about it. Okay, who am I or any one of us to put a conversation into the mouth of God? But in my lifetime of prayer and believing and struggling to understand the one I worship, these words of love are words I've heard so many times and ways. I rejoice when I see the people of God set aside their own little agendas to live that love for other people, to offer that radical hospitality. And I cry in my heart when I see God's people throwing barriers up against others, condemning or shunning or scorning any other child of God. So on this Christmastide, I would proclaim to you the good news of this God of love and invite you to feast at God's free meal of healing and forgiveness. And by the way, cancel the podiatrist. Just tell others about the good news of God's love and you'll have beautiful feet. Amen. Merry Christmas.